Good morning, traders. This is your morning brief from March 13th, 2026 at 7:01 a.m. We have five key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. Kicking off our market recap, we're tracking some positive analyst sentiment around Broadcom, the diversified semiconductor and infrastructure software company. Morgan Stanley's analyst Joseph Moore recently reaffirmed an overweight rating on Broadcom shares, while also lifting the price target from $462 to $470. This upward revision follows Broadcom's robust quarterly performance, which seems to have bolstered the analyst's confidence in the stock's continued strength. Investors should watch Broadcom's next earnings report for further confirmation of this positive momentum. Next up, update two. Staying with Broadcom, the company is making significant strides in shaping the future of AI data centers. Broadcom, known for its extensive semiconductor portfolio, is co-leading a new Open Optical Compute Interconnect, or OCI, standard alongside tech giants like AMD, Meta, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and OpenAI. This initiative aims to foster a multi-supplier, interoperable AI infrastructure. The company is actively expanding its AI data center ecosystem through strategic partnerships in optical and liquid cooling technologies. This forward-looking move in AI connectivity could be a key driver for Broadcom's long-term growth and warrants close attention from investors in the burgeoning AI hardware space. Now for update number three. Now let's turn our attention to the investing legend Warren Buffett and some intriguing shifts in his portfolio. The Oracle of Omaha has reportedly made significant moves as he concluded his illustrious investing career. He is said to have divested half of Berkshire Hathaway's stake in Bank of America, the major financial institution. Simultaneously, Buffett reportedly poured approximately $1.2 billion into a scorching hot oil stock, signaling his continued confidence in time-tested energy companies. This substantial pivot, moving away from a banking giant into the energy sector, provides a glimpse into Buffett's strategic thinking and could indicate a belief in the resilience of traditional assets amidst market volatility. Continuing with update 4. Shifting gears to a more cautionary tale in the tech sector, Adobe, the creator of Photoshop and other essential creative software, saw its shares plunge by 9% in pre-market trading. This sharp decline was triggered by the announcement that longtime CEO Shantanu Narayen will be stepping down after 18 years at the helm. Investors are clearly unnerved by this leadership change, especially at a time when Adobe is already grappling with widespread concerns over AI-driven disruption in the design software market. The move highlights the broader pressures facing software companies, with fears that AI agents could displace traditional applications, leading to a nearly $1 trillion rout in the global software sector last month. Investors will be keenly watching for Adobe's strategy to navigate this AI landscape and its leadership transition. And our final update, number 5. Finally, let's highlight some other companies drawing positive analyst attention. Oracle, the enterprise software giant, is receiving praise for its AI-driven cloud surge, positioned as a key growth driver in the competitive cloud market. Meanwhile, T-Mobile, the mobile network operator, is being lauded for its robust 5G edge, demonstrating leadership in next-generation wireless technology. And in the pharmaceutical space, Gilead Sciences, known for its innovative treatments, continues to be recognized for its dominant HIV franchise. These analyst reports underscore the ongoing innovation and strong market positions of these companies, offering investors diverse opportunities across cloud, telecom, and healthcare sectors. That concludes all five updates in your morning brief for March 13th, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhart.com.